If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's a Friday, and you know what that means.
Open line on kaya959.
Whatever you want to discuss, any and everything, let's go.
Hashtag open line. Ekusedi nangwe kanti kenzakalani phakathi kwakho nalintwana wathi bathu unhlanhlalax ngoba ngibone kuwe manje ama podcast beyithi when you set him up so that he can be arrested the day that he came there kukhaya for an interview in the afternoon kanti kwenzakalani ndoda.
Please, man. I've got way bigger things and important things to worry about in my life than an idiot named Katlanta Lux. So don't worry about that, please. I haven't got time to set people like that up. Even if I had, for example, the resources to do that, I wouldn't waste them on Katlanta Lux.
But did he ever get arrested when he was coming here to do an interview?
Yeah, he did an interview. And then when he was leaving, he didn't get arrested outside our building. But when he was leaving, I think they did arrest him somewhere.
But dude, you just did a whole interview and you're on the radio, so whoever wants you can
hear
you.
They know exactly who you are.
Yeah, so why would he pin that on you?
Well, I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me.
On the open line today, it's Pokamo. So I just want to know if I'm the only person who's always looking forward to the 50 Cent song to just know how many have been put down. Every week, I'm always looking forward to that song. So I just want to know if I'm the only one who's always looking forward to the song or I'm just being weird.
Yeah, you are. There's a lot of people that actually love that update. Hey. And there's an update that we should have been giving you guys even now. But
many men are sleeping.
Yeah. Always sleeping.
What's on my mind this morning is the number of kids that have died and hospitalized due to eating contaminated food or snacks. I feel so helpless. Our government is quiet. Nothing is happening. And I feel like we just sitting and watching and not doing anything. Also, I feel like as the so-called middle class, we keep quiet about things until they affect us. And right now we're not affected. And I feel like we're just sitting and watching, which is wrong. But then I was thinking, as a person, what can I do? And I just feel so helpless because I came up with naught. Like, what can we do as society, civil society, in these situations when government is just quiet? It can't be. We can't carry on like this, like it, as if it's, everything is okay when it's not.
Yeah, no, 100%. And to be quite honest, there's a reason why people feel helpless about situations, because you try your best, you bring awareness to the situation, but that's the best you can do.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more than that. I mean, just now, somebody tweeted me and they're talking about the quality of the water in Hammanskraal. So then I responded jokingly and I said, well, you guys are the president over there. And you sang and waved.
We remember that.
And then everybody was laughing. But in all seriousness, it's not a laughing matter because they did have the president over there. And that is the highest person that you can get in the country, the most powerful. And they chose to shoot dice with him.
I remember that, yeah.
What are we going to do? We can't do anything about that.
But with the kids and the food poisoning, no one is talking about the feeding schemes or shining a spotlight on those. Because 100 kids had eaten samp at school. Surely, labantwana bakheranga istambo bonke. And no one is questioning. We are too quick to throw the blame at tuck shops. I mean, they should be looked at. But no one, you know, people seem to be ruling out feeding schemes. And this may be the problem, especially because this is occurring in all part, well, in many parts of the country, not just one part.
But even if that was the case, feeding schemes also get their supply from somewhere. So it's a supply chain issue. There's obviously something that's contaminated in the supply chain.
On the street, on the air. Hey, season or so, them season. Hey, if you come back, the pack MK, if you didn't get the pack MK, if you did. Hey, I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to come season. According to you, if you what's the plan? The pack MK, if you did. I intend to go to the house. Won't come back to the kitchen, I want to come back.
So I've been thinking, what is going on? And I spent all of yesterday thinking about this. And I came up with a hypothesis, which has now been supported by a video that came out later, got Julius, right? Initially, when I think the guys met up, I think they came to a decision that let's go to elections, and then whomever performs best in the elections will collapse into them, right? And then post-elections, as you saw, MK then became the second biggest party in the country. And I think then Julius said, no, I'm not collecting to anybody. Once he resisted that, the people that were in EFF then decided, okay, fine. Some of us will stay, others will go, and now they're going. But you've got to ask yourself, what is it that Zuma has promised these guys? It must have been a very, very, what I said yesterday, I used the word cogent plan that he set forward, because these are not just nobodies now. Mm-mm. He's attracting big names, well-educated individuals, and also people that have their own thing going. They're not desperate. They're not sitting at home doing nothing. Mm. You see? So whatever it is that these guys are cooking up must be big.
So why can't they just say that, no, we had a plan and this guy is not sticking to it? I don't see nothing wrong with just being honest.
Well, angazi.
Yeah.
But also, and I spoke to Julius last night, another thing you've got to look at is, you know, people always speak about how maybe Floyd was the brains of the outfit and Julius was the face, right? Let's say you go with that analogy. The better way to put it is that Floyd doesn't have the charisma that Julius has, mm-mm, right? But Floyd maybe is more strategic than Julius. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to charisma, there are only two politicians in the country who have that charisma.
Obama.
Yes. And Julius. So if you're going to lose a Julius, but you're gaining a Zuma, as Floyd, I'd be like, okay, yeah, fine, I'll do that. Because I still got the charisma and the political experience in Zuma. And then I'll come with my strategy and I'll do exactly what I've been doing at the EFF. And it should, in theory, still work. Now, whether or not they'll be able to keep it together, I don't know. Because I don't know if you saw, even the Patriotic Alliance, people are resigning there.
Mm. Yeah, I saw that.
Now, you got to ask yourself, why would a young person, somebody in their early 20s, like 21, leave a job that pays them over 100,000 rand a month? Why would anybody do that? Mm. Nobody does that willingly.
Well, but they were given that job also. Let's think about it.
Yes, I
think,
but why would you leave it? Who would leave it?
For what reason?
That's exactly why you got to think. Nobody would leave that thing willingly. Maybe you get pushed out of that thing.
Yeah, to put someone more experienced. I mean, you're 20. You finished high school 2 years ago. You're in parliament also. Ah.
This is exactly it. So we are being lied to when we told that these people are resigning willingly. Where are you going, Kaleonto?
Good morning, Open Line. It's just a question for Sizwe, right? Anything that you can predict Trump will do in his 4-year term? Question for Sizwe and Pundo.
So here's the thing, right? Trump now is not beholden to anybody. He doesn't need another term because this is his second and last term, so he doesn't need the populace in any way, right? He's also got a Senate majority. He's also got a Supreme Court majority currently. Mm. And that Supreme Court majority may even get extended because two justices are of retirement age. So if they were to retire now, he could appoint two more and then the majority would be like 6-3. And then there's one that's senile who could also maybe be medically boarded. Then it's 7-2. So the American people, look, they are messed up for the next 40 years. Just, and I'm talking in terms of progress, civil rights movement, liberal liberties, all of those things, right? They've already overturned Roe v. Wade. You can't now have an abortion in the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. Or terminate pregnancies. Mm-hmm. These are the things that I'm talking about. Yes, business seems to be happy because billionaires stick together, right? So the billionaires, they'll continue to make money. But in general, the people that he's governing over, boy, now their lives are going to be very tough. And they voted purely on just emotion because when they thought back to the Trump years, they're like, yo, man, we had a good time. But the reason why they had a good time is because he was following a president who had fixed the economy and stabilized things. So they were enjoying the fruits of Barack Obama's labor.
You know, Sizwe, he said that this presidency will be about keeping promises. And among those is, of course, deporting undocumented migrants, moving the economy, tax reduction and the tariffs, and also the climate regulations,
guys,
which is good for business.
Does Trump strike you as somebody who cares about the job?
No.
Forget anything. Does he care about the job? Mm-mm.
I think he does. I've heard that perspective that, I mean, it is the last term.
How does he really care about the job, Fundo, when the guy in his last term hadn't staffed 35% of the people that he helps was supposed to stop. He spent 4 years and he only stopped 65%.
Because Sizwe, he stated that this tenure is about keeping promises. He wants to end the war in Ukraine. He also wants to assist to end the war in Gaza. So let's just give him a chance. Let's see.
But he's given a chance. Why do you want to give him another chance?
I'm saying this is the chance where he says he's going to keep his promises. So let's just see. Beyond the 20th of January, what exactly he's going to do. But for the
if you are married to somebody, and in the first time you are married to them, they did nyols, then would you come back and go, this time he's going to do right?
Yes, because...
Don't lie to us. Past performance is the best way to look at how a person is going to behave in the future.
No, guys. Ooh, Trump wants to end the war in Ukraine. Let's just see
what
he does.
Trump doesn't care about the war in Ukraine, bro. Yes, Trump only cares about his friend.
Yes, it's transactional, meaning that he cares about America, so he doesn't want America's money to be used to fund any war. So it may not be that he's a peacemaker, but it's a transaction, and he's feeling no money is leaving America. Americans first. So it will happen, but not for the reasons we think.
It's not Americans first. It's Trump first. Also, when you look at how he enriched himself the last time he was in office, they literally found top secret documents in the guy's bathroom.
Yeah.
Come on, man. There's a difference between somebody who doesn't care and somebody who's dumb. George Bush, like Bush 43, he was dumb, but he meant well.
Yes.
This guy doesn't care.
Previously, did the Republicans have majority of the Senate and the Supreme Court judges?
They didn't have the Supreme Court judges. He then installed two. One was actually meant to be Obama's nomination, but they stalled. And then he ended up installing the two.
So maybe now he will deliver on some promises because he doesn't have, you know, the hurdles standing in his way, like in the Senate and in the Supreme
Guys,
Court.
Guys, Trump
judges.
Spent over 200 days a year playing golf. My man didn't care. He did not care.
But a country gets a government it deserves. We've got to respect the decision of Americans. They felt that Trump is the right person to be or to be their leader for the next couple of years. So this is what they wanted.
So let me tell you, you see, as much as I said Trump doesn't care, I care even less. I'm just asking a question that the guy asked. He asked me what I think is going to happen. I don't care that those guys elected him. I don't live there. It's not my problem. If anything, I'm going to get richer. So by all means, do your thing, bro.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.